This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Merry Christmas to all of you this morning. We're going to try and give you some ideas of some of the best indoor plants, flowering plants, as well as foliage plants this morning. And if you have a last-minute question for shopping for friends or family for the perfect plant, give us a call. We have a toll-free number for you. It's 855-660-4261. Just call, talk to Nathan, and we'll work together to give you some ideas for a nice flowering plant and how to take care of them, a nice foliage plant, hanging plants, and we'll work together to give you some ideas that will make things easier for you. This time of the year, there are a lot of tropical plants and herbs being sold in the big box stores, in the supermarkets, and just want to give you a little bit of advice on those. The first thing that I want you to do, if you're looking at plants as a present, make sure they're not by the front door. If you walk into your supermarket, the door opens, and right in front of the door is a big collection of tropical plants, potted plants, and even cut flowers. And where you are living, we have temperatures that are below freezing, in some cases a lot below freezing. Be aware, and a lot of the supermarkets will have the door that you walk in, a 10-15 foot spacing where the carriages are, and don't put tropical plants in there or cut flowers in there. Leave them. Do not even consider buying them, because a number of people that go in and out of that building, the cold air comes in, and they get chilled very, very easily. So just be aware, if you have cut flowers or potted plants in like a little breezeway type area, from the front door, places where your carriages are, and then another door to get in the supermarket, if there are any plants in there or cut flowers, don't buy them. They've been chilled, especially if you're living in the northern third of the country, because it's been cold. Now, there are a couple of plants that would be in the box stores and in the supermarket that I want you to avoid. You're going to see some beautiful little evergreens, some little junipers and cypress, and even some spruce. these plants that are there for the holidays are from the West Coast. They're grown in California, Oregon, and Texas, and they are shipped all over the country. The main problem that you have if you live on the East Coast or if you live in the middle part of the country, in the northern third, then you want to stay away from them. And the main reason I want you to stay away from them is that these plants are grown in a warmer climate. And unless you want to keep it inside during the winter, this is not a plant that you want to give to somebody, because if they plant it outside, it will die. It's not a variety that's hardy in, let's say, from the Carolinas north, Minnesota, Michigan, the Dakotas. These plants just are not winter hardy. They're California grown, and they'll make a good house plant, but they need to have a traditional growing season like where they were grown, and we just can't give it to them. So you want to stay away from, I mean, they look pretty, but they're not a plant that's going to last, and feel them. Make sure that they're alive. They're not all dried out. Run your hand up and down the plant to see if the foliage comes out. But I'm just warning you, any of these beautiful looking plants with berries and all kinds of decorations, they're not going to be that hardy as an outside plant. A great plant that you see at this time of the year is the jasmine plant, and they're growing the jasmine as a little Christmas tree, a miniature tree. They're growing it on a ring, so you get a beautiful wreath effect sitting on top of a container. Again, if it's in a cold area near the doors, stay away from it, because they've been chilled and they just will not survive. If they are away from the door, a nice warm spot, perfect. Now, jasmine is a great plant. It's got beautiful foliage. It will have some little white flowers on them. And it's a plant that's really pretty. It's an indoor plant. It's not something that can be planted unless you live south of South Carolina into Tennessee, right across the bottom part of the United States. They'll do great outside, but the northern two-thirds, the jasmines that are being offered now are greenhouse varieties, and they will not survive. You're also going to see rosemary. Again, they will be shaped like a small tree or grown on a wire ring to give you that wreath look. And rosemary grown that way, especially in an area of the country where you have cold weather during the winter, and you're running the furnace or a wood stove or electric heat, it doesn't matter. This particular plant likes a lot of humidity, and it wants a lot of sun. So, makes a great plant. It can go outside on your porch or your patio during the summer, but it's got to come back inside. It's a plant that, during the winter months, it needs to be sitting in a saucer, and your saucer wants to be roughly the width of your plant. So if you've got a plant that's a ring, and the ring is 12 inches in diameter, it should be sitting in the tray of stones, right on top of the stones, and water should be added to that tray every single day. The other thing is you should be misting the foliage. Rosemary is a great plant outside because it picks up all the moisture, but in a house that has dry heat, it just doesn't do that well. So it's got to be misted. It's got to be in a tray with stones, and you fill the tray with moisture every day. The moisture evaporates, adding humidity. It's not a plant that can be in the same room as a wood stove, a fireplace, and it should be kept away from a heating vent. So you have vents on the floor. Don't put it right over or near that vent because the heat is dry. And the rosemary likes a lot of moisture. So keep it in a brightly lit window. It can take all sun that you can give it at this time of the year. But it's a plant that needs to be misted daily. And again, a saucer with stones and moisture to give it that additional humidity. So those are some of the plants that you want to be concerned about. We'll talk about several other plants. And if you have a question, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've been talking about some of the tropical plants that are available for growing inside, and they'll give you some beautiful color during the winter months. Some of them will give you nice fragrant, like the rosemary. Just smell and crush those stems. Oh, it's just beautiful. A nice fragrant. Another fragrant plant is the gardenia. And the gardenia can be a wonderful house plant, but it cannot go in a room with a wood stove or a coal furnace, because it's one of those plants that needs a lot of humidity. The plant will grow. The problem is the gardenias that are available right now are all in bud. They're getting ready to flower. They may have a flower bud or two on them. And they've been pampered in a nice warm greenhouse in Florida and Texas and California. And they're shipped all over the country. This is their season. Now, if you buy one, the first thing I want you to do is take the gardenia out of its pot. And you're going to notice that it's pretty much a big spider web of roots. They've been grown in a self-watering bench. So they're put on the bench. They're all spaced. And when it's time for water, they have a timer that will turn on the water on the bench. The bench will fill with 3 or 4 inches of water. The pots will absorb what they need. And after so many minutes of them soaking in the water will drain from that bench and go to the next one. It's a very cost-efficient way to grow all kinds of tropical plants, and they do just wonderful. So they grow a nice big root. They're cared for properly with humidity, and then you buy them, which is great. But what I want you to do is to knock it right out of that pot, and repot it in a container a couple of inches larger. And that will make a big, big difference. Most of the tropical plants that are grown today are not grown in soil or dirt. They're grown in an artificial soil, which is peat moss, it's compost, it's shredded cocoa fibers, all kinds of different ingredients, and it's lightweight. And a lightweight soil doesn't retain the moisture as much as a heavyweight potting soil. So they tend to dry out. So the first thing I want you to do, knock it out of the pot, find a container a couple of inches larger, repot it, give it a good drink so that the new soil as well as the root ball is moist. If you can give it a little bit of a liquid fertilizer to encourage it to grow, and use a type of fertilizer that has beneficial microbes in it. Espoma, one of the leading organic fertilizer company in the country, has a new line of liquid fertilizers. And it's a big difference between an organic and a man-made fertilizer. A man-made fertilizer is like Miracle-Gro. It's got the basic fertilizer in it, and that's it. You get an organic fertilizer like the Espoma Bloom for flowering plants, or Grow for tropical plants, or just green plants that you would have in your home. When they make that fertilizer, they add beneficial microbes to it. And that makes a big difference. It's not found in a chemical fertilizer. It just falls apart, breaks down. But the organics, with these beneficial microbes, help to build a bigger root system. So it gets the plant that you're transplanting, your gardenia, from a 4-inch to a 6-inch pot. It stimulates the roots. It helps to get it established quicker, and your plants will really benefit from it. So buy a fertilizer with beneficial microbes to it. It makes a difference. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic. Safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. If you have a question, give us a call. The number here is 855-660-4261, and we'll try and help you out. We're talking about some of the easy-to-care-for plants, some that may be a little bit more difficult at this time of the year. And you're going to see potted plants or loose bulbs in a box. And it could be paper whites. It could be amaryllis. And they're sold garden centers, greenhouses, the box stores, just about anything. The first thing I want you to do, and this is very important, is open the box. Paper whites need to be kept cool if they're going to flower. And if you open up the box, you're going to find a little bag of soil, which is not enough. You'll have to add some when you plant them. You can but you'll find a pot, some soil, and the bulbs in the container. And now, paper whites can be grown in soil, or they can be grown in little white marble chips. And you put half of the bulb in the stone, the other half above. And normally what you would do is you would use a short container, probably about 3 inches. Set your bulbs in the pot and slowly add your marble chip and get them nice and straight. And then you add water. And they'll do very, very well. When they get done flowering, then basically what you need to do is toss them into your compost pile. But there is a way, if you want to grow paper whites, so that you can plant them in your garden the following spring. And what you would do is, instead of putting your bulbs in a solid container where the water just accumulates in it, and it's growing on the stored energy in the bulb, you use potting soil, and you grow it in a container that has drainage, and you'll take that paperwhite bulb, and you'll put it right to the neck where the tips of the plants and the new foliage is going to come out. So it looks similar to a pot of tulips or daffodil that you would be buying in around Easter time in the spring. By growing them in soil, when they get done flowering, you can just cut off the ends of your flowering stems. Keep it as a tropical type plant on your windowsill. Enjoy the foliage and start feeding it. And you would be feeding it every 2 to 3 weeks with a nice organic fertilizer like the Espoma Grow. And that will help to rebuild the energy that it took to make all that foliage and the flowers. And by doing it this way, the bulb can absorb the rays of the sun into the foliage. It can help it to grow and rebuild the big empty space in that bulb. So when you look at a bulb, you see a nice rounded type container, and that container is the food, the foliage, and the flower buds. So when it gets done blooming, the space where the flower buds and the stems and the foliage are, that's empty because it sent it skyward so that you can enjoy the flowers and the foliage. So now you need to rebuild the energy. Plus, around the bulb is all your stored food. Well, it's used a lot of that. So if you want to keep them so that they'll rebloom next year outside, you feed it every couple of weeks, you keep it in a sunny window, and you need to do this for 2 months. And after a 2 month period, you just put it in your basement, someplace where it's going to be cool, and you let it slowly die off and dry up. The plant will go into dormancy, and then in the spring, plant them in your flower beds as one big clump, a little bit of food at the time of planting, and what you'll notice is the bulb will begin to grow, and the following spring, they will come into bloom for you. So paperwhites will rebloom. They are in the daffodil family. They're a bulb that can be fooled into blooming at any time of the year. So if it was not treated, it would bloom like your regular yellow or white daffodils. But what they've done to make the paperwhites bloom for you around Christmas is they have fooled the bulb into thinking that it's already had winter. So they harvest the bulbs, they clean them, they put them in a cooler for an 8-week period. The hormones in the bulbs change, and they are now ready for flowering. So when you buy them at the garden center, buy extra and put them in the vegetable crisper. If you just let them sit out on the shelf, they're going to lose moisture, they're going to dry, they're going to shrink, and they won't bloom for you. So put them in the vegetable crisper and try and get them planted by the end of January to give them time to root, get the liquids back into the bulb, and it'll do real good. If you wait until the months of February, it will make foliage, but when the flower bud comes out on a nice tall stem, they'll open and they'll all be brown. They've dried out. So they've got to be kept cool, and they have to be planted in soil or in stone by the end of January. But what I want you to do is to open up the box and look at the bulb. And make sure that it's got no more than an inch of foliage that started to grow in that bulb. If you open up the box and your paper whites have a stem that's 6-7 inches long, it's curling around the inside, leave it there. It will never recover. And the same thing with amaryllis. Many, many times I have gone into any of the box stores, hardware stores, they bought them in for the holidays, and they've kept it too warm. And when you open up the box of an amaryllis, if you see that the bud is just coming out of the bulb, or maybe a little bit more, that's okay. But if it's curling around the box and the flower is beginning to open, it will never be a good plant. Leave it there. So open up anything that you buy boxed and make sure that it really hasn't grown because it was kept too warm. The flower is trying to develop and form. It's reaching for the light and it begins to grow and it will twist all the way around that box, like just like a corkscrew. And then the other thing, the flowers may even form in them. So if you see that, leave it. But number one thing, when you buy a container or a box, look at it. And if it's nice and tight, great. If it's already started to grow and flower buds are becoming visible, leave it there because it's never going to have the ability to come back. Now, amaryllis can be, the bulb that you're going to buy in a box will be about the size of a tennis ball. It's not very big, but the size of a tennis ball, and it will flower with one stem. And anything coming from Holland, there is a law, because their industry relies on quality. No bulb can leave Holland and it has to flower. That's the law. If the bulb is small and they don't know if it's going to bloom or not, it cannot leave the country. It can only leave the country when it's ready to blossom. So you're going to see the amaryllis in a box. A nice, but you know they're the size of a tennis ball. And then they have jumbo amaryllis, and that you'll only find in a garden center or a nursery. And these bulbs are bigger than your fists. They're huge. The difference is they're called jumbo because they're totally matured, they're fully grown, and they're ready to go. The ones in the box are like comparing eggs. The jumbos are like a jumbo egg. The one in a box are like a large egg. So there's a space, large egg, then you get extra large, and then jumbo. Well, the jumbo bulbs are big. They're bigger than your fists on your hand. The ones in a box are large. So the one in the box is going to give you one flower stem with three blossoms on it, and it's beautiful. It will look really nice. Just make sure it's not curled. The jumbo that you would be buying separate, there's no pot coming with it, bulb is 2 to 3 times the size. That jumbo amaryllis will produce 3 to 5 stems over a period of time. And you may get 2 stems in bloom at the same time, but they're guaranteed to give you a minimum of 3 flower stems. And the flower stems contain 4 flowers on it. the ones in the box are going to have three per stem. The jumbos will have four per stem. So you're getting 25% more flowers. And you're getting double or triple more flowers when you buy the jumbo. And usually the jumbo costs about the same price as the box with the pot in the soil. So when you go to the nursery, greenhouse, garden center, ask them for the big jumbo amaryllis bulbs. And that way you're going to get a lot more blooms, a lot more life to it. Now, growing amaryllis is really, really easy. It's a plant that if you have elderly friends, great plant for them to enjoy on a little table near a sunny window. And I'll tell you a little bit more about the amaryllis after this quick break. But it's a beautiful plant, long-lasting, and everybody loves it. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking about your amaryllis. And amaryllis is a great plant. Now, when you set it in your container of soil, you want about two-thirds of the bulb itself to be under the soil, and the top third should be out of the soil. And it will do very well. Set a little bit of soil in the bottom. Set your bulb on top of it with the roots down, of course. Fill the sides with potting soil and compact it well to hold the bulb firm and centered in your pot. Give it a good drink and it will start to grow. You can start feeding it as soon as you notice that there's a little bit of growth coming out of the center. And the amaryllis itself should be fed on a monthly basis, because once it gets done blooming, you're going to continue to grow the plant itself. It's got beautiful strap-type foliage that could be 2 to 3 inches in diameter across. But the length of it could be 12 to 18 inches in these beautiful dark green, shiny leaves. And you just continue to grow that plant. You don't let it go dormant. You keep it actively growing, just like a house plant. And then when the threat of frost is over, you can plant it in your garden until the fall. Or you can upgrade the pot and make it a couple of inches larger. So repotting it will help to give it more room to grow. And then you can keep it on a deck or a porch or a patio. And it will produce more and more foliage while it's out in your sunny area. And then in the fall, about the time that the kids get ready to go to school, you take that potted amaryllis, you put it in your basement, and you tell the plant, you have a nice nap. And what's going to happen is all the energy in those leaves will go down to the bulb where it will be stored. They'll turn yellow and then eventually brown. You take some scissors, you cut off all of that dead growth, and you don't water it. You just let it go dormant. And then next year, around Thanksgiving or Christmas, you bring it out of the basement. You add water with a little bit of a liquid fertilizer, like the Espoma Grow, with the beneficial microbes, and it will reflower for you. So either way, but after it gets done flowering, you've got to remove that big, thick stem, and you need to begin to feed it on a monthly basis and treat it just like a houseplant. It's got beautiful foliage, and it's a plant that could live for many, many years in that container. Now, as it gets bigger and bigger, you can upgrade it to a larger pot. And many times your amaryllis bulb, if you can feed it on a monthly basis, you can keep it actively growing during the summer. So from let's say December until September, you just let it grow. You feed it, you take care of it, the bulb will get bigger. And what's eventually going to happen is that bulb is going to split and make little bulblets around it. And you could have three or four new bulbs growing attached to that, that as they get bigger, they can be removed from the mother bulb, put into a new container, and you'll have brand new plants. Or you can just keep upgrading the pot, let the bulbs form, and instead of having a single bulb, you'll have a collection of bulbs that will give you multiple stems in that container because you now have multiple bulbs. But you, once it gets done blooming, you need to keep it alive. You need to put it outside in a bigger container, or even plant it in your flower bed or the vegetable garden. In the fall, you dig it up, you pot it, store it in your basement, and you're ready to go. And if you have a question, give us a call, 855-660-4261.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.